So here's my question at the beginning of 2024, here at the end of 2023, what are you actually afraid of? When you think about this next year, what are you afraid of? Is it a political thing? I know elections mean things for Northern Virginia, right? And you probably work in things that are adjacent to that. I talk about anxiety-inducing. I drove by here this morning past the National Center for Reconnaissance. I don't know if y'all work there, but are they watching me right now? Some of you are like, Chris, you have no idea. I work there. We are watching everything you do. What are you afraid of? What drives anxiety for you? Is it politics? Is it relationships that you're in or not in? Is it the fear of dying? Is it the fear of, I don't know, public speaking or a presentation? Is it the fear of your kids going off the rails? Is it possible to be non-anxious in the midst of all of what is coming in 2024? Is it possible? Is it possible that a storm is coming and you can still let God handle it and go, all right, I can't handle this. You can do this. Is it possible that God could bring you peace in the midst of that? Some of us are like, I don't even understand how that would be possible for God to bring peace in this situation. Chris, other people's situation, sure, but my situation this coming year, I don't understand how God could bring peace to that. And I just want to remind you that the scripture we read from Paul says that it is a peace that surpasses all understanding, which means I cannot explain it to you. It will surpass understanding, but it's still true and real. A couple points from this, and then we're done. Number one, you can't control the storm, but you can stay connected to the one who does. I cannot predict the future for you. Anyone who stood up at the end of 2019 and said, let me tell you what 2020 is going to look like, they were wrong, way wrong. Go back and look at your company's five-year projection. We do these things. We go, we're on retreats, and we're like, what are we going to, is there a projection? They're all wrong, all of them. I don't know why we keep doing them, but we keep thinking that we know what is coming, and we don't know what's coming. We cannot predict the future. We're not prophets. But I think it's a blessing that God doesn't let us know what's coming. I think there's a lot of things coming in my life that if I knew what they were today, I would really freak out, and I would not handle it well. And I can be as much of a control freak as anybody. Like, I want to know what's coming. But I think by God's grace, I'm given today. And I'm not given 6 months from now. I don't get to see what's coming. And that's a blessing from God. Maybe trouble's coming. Maybe trouble's going to come to my door, but that doesn't mean I need to go out and meet it in the street on the way there. Like, it may just need to come to my door, and then I'll have to deal with it when it comes. We don't know what's coming. We just know Jesus. Now, Jesus could calm the storm. He's done that. You see that here. He has the power to command the forces of nature. We can't do that, but like the disciples, what we can do is we can stay close enough to him that we benefit from his power. I can't control the storm, but I know the guy who does, and I'll stick with him. That's a powerful thing. I read through the Bible cover to cover in 2023. And some of you, you're going to be like, yeah, but you're like a pastor. You should probably do that. It's probably a good idea. I have never done that in my life until 2023, okay, to read it cover to cover. So this was a new thing for me. I read it cover to cover in 2023, and I noticed in reading it a repeated theme, and it basically works like this. God says, I designed you. This is how you were made. This is what will work with you. This is what won't work. This is what's going to cause flourishing for you. This is what's going to cause a lot of pain and suffering. If you follow me and do the things that are in harmony with how I designed you, it will go well for you. If you don't and you wander away from what I'm telling you and you try all these other things, have at it if you want, but it's going to go badly for you. And over in the history of Israel and then tracking through into the New Testament, you see people who do what God tells them to do and it goes well for them, or people who walk away from God and it goes poorly for them. That's the history repeated over and over. So there is a theme there. When we stick with him, it goes well. Not perfect, not always how we want, but the good things happen, the flourishing happen in some level when we stay close to God. And what is true in the scripture, I think, is true for us. It's the same thing for us today. We don't need to initiate a relationship with God. He has already made a move towards us through his son, and he set up a way for us to be in relationship with him. We don't need to start that process. What we need to do is stick with him. This is why Jesus says in John 15, he tells his disciples, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you." Stick with me. Stay in this boat. Hang in there. Hang tight with me. Connect to me. Do whatever it takes to stay near me, and it will go well for you. And if you choose to walk away, it's not going to go well. And part of it going well for us is, I believe, if we remain in him, it will lower our anxiety. It will. It's one of the best ways out there that we can lower anxiety.